We are now going to move into the part of the evening in which we co-create, we co-receive information for our greatest good. That's ostensibly going to seem like it's coming through the priestesses, but it's really coming through the entire room. And so this is a time now for us to ask questions of the oracle. Your deepest burning questions, questions whose answers will benefit others. This could be about community events, global, cosmic realities. Whatever are your burning questions about past, present, what's up ahead. So I invite you now to start thinking into your questions. And we are going to now collectively connect ourselves. Priestesses, you may take your microphones. What are your questions? What are your burning questions? Just begin to let them percolate, come to the surface. And when I indicate so, you can begin speaking those out loud. And again, these are not personal questions, personal reading questions, but questions that others want to know the answers to as well. Closing our eyes, feeling our bodies on the ground, and our feet on the ground, feeling the breath in our lungs and our grounding. Feeling the ribbon of orange. The sphere of the colors we've been working with. We enter our reading state. And feel ourselves come into Goddess Self resonance. Calling on all of our highest level guides and helpful ancestors to be present. And all of us present here, we feel ourselves as well go into this higher state of vibration. Bringing forth inspired questions so as to stimulate inspired answers. And so for all those in the room now, we invite you to be bold and one at a time, and if you overlap, take turns. Speak out loud your questions for the oracle.
What do you see happening in the Middle East in the next 4 years, and how
What do we see happening in the Middle East in the next 4 years, and how will it affect us in America?
Many battles, much unrest, and we will have to answer for the past, for inserting ourselves places where we did not belong. The world is watching us now, and they are seeing a moment of weakness, more than a moment. And if there was ever a time to strike back, that time is very likely upon us. There will be struggle, there will be pain, but there will also be the beauty that comes with total cleansing. Nature has given us an example of this in the formation of the pearl. It starts out rough. Agitation must happen. A wearing away of all that is known must happen. And at this moment, that is when the pearl reveals itself. We will die to who we know ourselves to be. Many will die. And in this process, we will be born anew, as will others. And it will hurt. And it will also be exactly what it's meant to be. And endless beauty will be revealed in the end.
What of our sacred waters, the oceans, the Arctic, the Dakota Pipeline, Flint? How will we preserve our water from which all life comes and support the water protectors?
How will we preserve our waters and support the water protectors? And let us also allow for the oracles to speak as a group, and then I will announce when we can have our next questions, just as a point of organization for us. So how may we protect our waters and support our water protectors?
You know these things. You are all so much more powerful than you realize. Intention in community is, of course, crucial. but allow your consciousness to sink deep down into the seeds, you who ask the question within your own womb. This is the place of creation. You know these things. You are these things. This is not simple, and yet it is possible. And also, the Middle East is a mirror. The Middle East is not separate from us. The Middle East is us. And we must look in the mirror and see ourselves. Connect with the great beings of the oceans, of the waters. You know these things. You know how to do this. Allow your consciousness to travel into the depths. Connect with the whales, the dolphins, the great rays, the sharks. These beings are waiting for us to connect with them and to help. The whales create an energy grid that is protective of the waters and of the planet through their songs. In the Monterey Bay here, we can actually experience this. You know these things. Do not allow yourselves to be continually distracted by despair. Use your consciousness, use your voice. Our voices are called forth in a greater than ever amount and rate and volume now. Your voice is called. Your voice is needed. Your voice is called forth. We call forth your voice, every one of you. No more is the time for silence.
We are also water. We must protect our bodies. The water in our bodies do not block tears, do not contain things that work better uncontained. Allow the free flow of all the water in your body to holographically connect to the free flow of the water of Gaia. As we protect ourselves and our bodies, we protect the waters of Gaia.
Bless every drop of water that comes out of your faucet and comes down from the sky.
Your bodies are 90% water. Never forget the magic that is your prayers. If you pray every day, that energy enters your body. Your body is water. Send those prayers, those magics, through your body, through your love, through your water, out to the protectors. Even that is enough.
Let's have another question.
If we are creating our future with our thoughts that we're holding now. And there's so much fear and so much negative projection into the future. What can we do to change our thoughts when we're so, when we're surrounded by so much negativity? How can we stay above that, above the negativity and fear and projection of disaster?
Yes, so if our thoughts create our reality, and there are so many thought forms of fear and negativity around us, how may we raise our thoughts, lift our thoughts? How may we avoid getting into the negativity and the negative spins and timelines?
Thoughts become things. So remember these things. Remember the people gathered around Lake Merritt with their likes, praying, singing, holding hands. Remember everyone that held a candlelit vigil for the ghost ship. All of you that showed up here tonight with good wishes for the world. The smile from the stranger on the street that maybe never noticed you before but sees now that we all need each other. Fill your mind with these things, and they will become your reality.
Surround yourself with children, animals, to remember your inner child, your inner animal, and your inner beloved. The cultivation of outside symbols will aid in the cultivation of the interior realms. Some could say this is a part of purification of anything that is not the own divine nature of each unique higher self. The higher self is, in essence, pure, and it is clear, energetically, emotionally, spiritually, physically. It is clear to discern anything that may alter or influence foreign patterns. Energetic health is more important at times than our perception of physical health. And you're doing that right now, as we sit in healthy, holy, as we sit clearing energy into the highest vibration of unconditional love.
Suggestions for dealing with the negative energies and thoughts and fear that you're experiencing that are quite simple. One is to be out in nature, just walking out on the earth is healing. It will discharge all of the swirling, uncomfortable emotions that you're experiencing. Gaia can certainly take them and recycle them. Just be out on the earth. And secondly is to practice gratitude. Being thankful for what you have now. Being present in every moment and being grateful.
And they're also asking me to say, do not shame yourselves, dear one, for the fear. this will trip you up more than anything. Allow it. It is energy. If you stop it, it gets stuck. Feel it, move it, allow it to run through. And you can take it to the trees. This is one of the gifts that I've been given, is talking with trees. We have magnificent, magnificent beings in our redwoods. Go and talk to the trees. They will give you a perspective that is different. I went to the trees the day after the election, and they showed me the timeline is so much longer than our brief lives. Do not forget. Allow your consciousness to move down into the earth, into those root structures that are connected with the mycelium. Connect with other trees. They communicate with each other under the earth. Allow yourself to have that connection with our Mother Earth. Feel the fear. Do not shame yourselves for it. Let it run. Run it out into the ground. Give it to the trees. Speak it out. Sing it out. And sing and dance. Sing and dance.
Come to that still, calm place every day. Stop. Breathe. Meditate. Unhook from the media. Unhook from the social media. Allow yourself media-free and social media-free times of 4 days in a row to unhook completely and return to Gaia. Return to yourself. Return to your clear knowing. Call on the fae, the fairies, the elves, to bring illumination and lightness to your life. Make offerings to them in your yard. Let them lighten things up for you. Watch funny movies, shift the energy. Realize that everything is illusion, and you can create a new illusion if you wish.
The Fae would like you to work like you don't need the money, dance like nobody's watching, love like you have never been hurt, and live your life like it is heaven on earth.
Other sisters who would like to contribute to this question? All right, let us have the next question.
How are we going to stop the trajectory towards global warming?
How are we going to stop the trajectory towards global warming? Thank you.
chuckle on that one. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but someone said just stop being so stupid and poking holes in our atmosphere. So maybe there's someone else who can speak to how to do that.
The poking holes you speak of is what I'm receiving, the poking of human consciousness, the poking of this beautiful, brilliant, energy signature that is resilience. And that it's co-resilience, not personal resilience anymore. It's community resilience. It's family resilience. It's metaphysical resilience. The masters are here and showing me that they're here for co-resilience in any threat or misalignment. This can also be affected energetically. Meditate together, join together in sending energetic intentions across the planet, in recreating the planetary protective grid above and below. There is a grid underneath our feet, just as there is a grid above us. See it in crystalline light form. Join together in meditations with the intention of increasing this protection and also increasing the consciousness of humanity. Humanity has created this problem. Humanity has the capability of solving it, should they desire to. There are some, there's a thing called the Amplifield, which is an app that I have on my iPhone, and it is available to go into group meditations. So that's a potential resource for people wanting to do this together. David Nickel has a book called Subtle Activism. It's N-I-C-L-L, I believe. So he is involved in this creating group energy work. So this is something that we can do.
And let's do that right now. Let us see the crystalline grid of the Gaia sphere repairing and restoring now in its crystalline structure around the Earth that we know of as atmosphere. Let us see it strengthening, growing like a cotton candy that grows the more you stir it about. Let us just visualize together that strong grid, yet supple, around the planet that lets in the light of the sun, releases toxins, but allows in the nutrients from the cosmos and keeps it at the perfect greenhouse temperature here. Crystalline diamond grid. And send in love. Send the atmosphere love. Send the earth love. she responds to our love. And reflect. Can I carpool? Do I need to turn on that lawnmower right now? See that consciousness radiating out through the children, the future ones who will make the corporate decisions that are guiding the turbines to churn things up and consume. See it all calming down. And once again, call on the Fae as the allies, for they are in this space, but in a different dimension.
Our greatest natural resource is our children. They're the ones we need to be teaching. We can lose ourselves in hopelessness and despair, or we can look at them and we can teach them the lessons to go forward. Teach them to love the earth and respect the earth just like she is their mother. And they will deliver us a new earth. That's what they're here to do.
Let's feel that energy going out to all the children. All the children here and yet to be. The blessing of consciousness. Next question.
What is the highest potential possible for humanity in 2017?
The highest potential possible for humanity in 2017. What is that highest potential? Complete return to love, no matter what, no matter how frightened you are or become, no matter what's going on around you, a complete return to love, first for yourself and then for those closest to you. If everyone were to do that one and two step, the entire humanity would change overnight.
I recently saw the movie Fantastic Beasts. and I was shocked and mystified by a very simple statement that human beings are the most dangerous creatures. And I think that could very well be true. We are the most dangerous creatures, not because of the horrible things we have the ability to do, but because of the reality that we cannot accept that we are actually magical creatures. We have the power to create, we have the power to heal, we have the power to love, and we just don't see it. And we spend all of this time repressing and tearing down walls and hurting one another because of it. If we could just step into the magic that is already us, imagine what we could do.
One of the pieces of work that my guides have given me is reconfiguring the energy pattern of our third chakras. This is the solar plexus here. It's our personal power chakra. It's our power, the personal will also. And because we have had centuries of a dominator culture, our third chakras are patterned in an energy configuration of domination. So we must reconfigure the energy pattern of our third chakras so that we can come from true partnership rather than domination. And this is something that you can imagine. You can do this in the imaginal world with your intention, or you can do this with others. You can get some assistance with this, but this is one thing that my guides have told me is very, very important. That, and I'm using Rhianna Eisler's words, domination and partnership instead of patriarchy and matriarchy, because I think they're much more useful. We need to shift ourselves as humanity, as human beings, from this dominator paradigm. And it lives in our energy structures, lives in this third chakra. So shifting the energy pattern of the third chakra to the pattern of partnership is extremely useful for all of us. And as more and more of us do that, it will begin to spread. We begin to loosen the holds of the dominator culture. Even those of us who have done much, much work over the years are still holding that energetic pattern of the dominator in our third chakras. One of the first ways that we can shift that is to breathe. The diaphragm is in the third chakra. Make the diaphragm move further. It goes down as we inhale, up as we exhale. Breathe into that third chakra and intend that its energy pattern is reconfiguring to a pattern of partnership. And you might want to look and find an image that looks to you like that energetic pattern, and you can use that image in your meditation. Breathe and reconfigure the third chakra and move into partnership.
The greatest possible outcome for the year 2017 is the recognition of the womb. It's the recognition of the womb and also the Hara is an ascended master. These are why the womb mystery teachings are becoming so relevant in conscious divine feminine communities, teachings, empowerments. It's simply for us to remember that the womb, our own womb, our beloved great womb, is an ascended master within each and every soul.
recognizing that each chakra is an ascended master as well. And cultivating the highest vibration of that ascended master within each of your chakras, as we've heard the third, as we've heard the womb chakra. There is the first, there is the second above the womb chakra. There is the heart, as we've heard. There is the voice, as we've heard from earlier. There is the third eye, through the meditation, the crown, through the meditation. Connect with each of your chakras as its ascended master. And the many others, of course, those being the main ones. And then, of course, the eighth above your head, which is your divine self. You as the master. The greatest achievement for humanity would be to recognize yourselves as the masters.
Outcome for 2017 for American humans is that all of our inner Hillary Clintons, Donald Trumps, Bernie Sanders, etc., hug each other, have a laugh, and fall in love.
Are there other sisters who would like to connect with that question? We have 5 more minutes.
My guides are just laughing right now, and they're saying, of course, the highest thing that could happen would be that all of humanity becomes completely compassionate and loving. Ha 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 ha. This is the journey.
This is the journey.
This is the journey. That highest possibility always exists. It lives in possibility. Keep open the doors of possibility. Energetically hold those doors open and continue to heal, love, and be compassionate with yourself. First, with those closest to you, even with those with whom you violently disagree. Compassion, love, where is the place that we actually stand together? All humans are all humans, and in the end, there is no end.
And the place we stand is Mother Earth. Let's have one final question. Make it a good one.
What is the new way of manifestation for light workers as of this solstice and moving forward?
A new way of manifestation for light workers as of the solstice moving forward. What is that?
Laughter.
Doing work that brings you joy. Connecting with your community and creating new ones.
Self-love.
Feet on the ground and all of your body awaken with you.
tending to the shadow altar.
And we think that is the perfect way to conclude the oracle transmission.
And love the shadow.
Blessed, blessed be.